USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Georgia Special Grand Jury's report on the investigation into former President Trump has been released to the public. The report discloses that the grand jury proposed charges against South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, as well as two former GOP Georgia senators and over a dozen others who ultimately weren't indicted. The Fulton County Grand Jury's determinations led to the indictment of Trump and 18 others on charges of felony racketeering and conspiracy. More than 1,000 lives have been lost and hundreds have been injured in the aftermath of an earthquake that rocked Morocco, according to the BBC's Charlotte Winfield.
There's reports that buildings in Marrakesh's old city have been destroyed, and one family was trapped in the rubble of a collapsed house.
The nation's interior ministry revised the death toll Saturday following the 6.8 magnitude tremor that struck on Friday night. It was the strongest earthquake to hit the North African country in over 100 years. The Biden administration overstepped its authority to censor COVID-19 content. That's according to a ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals.
In Friday's 75-page ruling, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans said the Biden administration ran afoul of the First Amendment in trying to pressure social media platforms over controversial content. It stated that the president, CDC, FBI, and Surgeon General cannot coerce the companies to remove content that it deems problematic. The ruling comes after a lawsuit filed in Louisiana accused the Biden administration of threatening Twitter and Facebook with antitrust lawsuits or changes to federal law that protect their liability and the silencing of conservative voices. The administration has 10 days to seek a review by the Supreme Court. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, has announced she's running for re-election. The California Democrat made her official announcement on Friday, confirming her intent to seek another term in 2024. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
Property owners in Maui who were devastated by wildfires will soon be taken back to their homes to see what's left. Officials say the latest number of people missing from the fires is 66, with at least 115 confirmed dead. The IRS has announced new initiatives targeting some 1,600 multimillionaires who owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. 75 large business partnerships are also being investigated for tax evasion. Commissioner Daniel Werfel says funding from the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act and artificial intelligence tools have helped point IRS resources in the right direction. Texas border buoys on the Rio Grande will stay in place for now.
President Biden's federal government lawsuit over Texas anti-migrant border buoys has been blocked and will continue to keep immigrants from crossing at Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. District Judge Ezra ordered the removal of the 1,000-foot string of buoys, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals issued an emergency stay. The New Orleans-based Tribunal of Judges did not give a reason why it granted the stay for Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the buoys are 100% effective in keeping immigrants from crossing the Rio Grande River into Texas. The appellate court has not yet set a date for a hearing. I'm Lance Pryde.
A human skull was found at a Goodwill Center in Goodyear, Arizona. Law enforcement believe it's not related to any crime. It was found in a Goodwill donation box on Tuesday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.